If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But the average fan, you know more. You're the fans. Straight up, you can call me on the toll-free if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. That's right, the toll-free phone line here in the Ring Talk Studios, 1-800-878-7529. This is also the no-commitment text line. You can text me here in the studio if you want. Send us a text. That number, 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are just hours away from the unbeaten, Battle of the Unbeatens. Gervonta Davis, 27-0. Hector Luis Garcia, 16-0. Garcia's got a good record, but he hasn't beaten anybody of note, or has he? Bottom line is, we'll talk about that in depth with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, what's he going to do? Is he ever going to have this super fight? I mean, is there ever really going to be a super fight between him, maybe one more time with Deontay Wilder? Or is Anthony Joshua still in the mix? Or is Joe Joyce in the mix? What's going to happen? What's the heavyweight champion going to do next? We'll talk about that with the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after our first break. Straight up, boxing tonight. It's a Showtime pay-per-view. Check it out from the Capital One Arena. Of course, Gervonta Davis, 27-0. 25 wax taking on Hector Luis Garcia. As I said, both undefeated, but Garcia hasn't beat anybody outside of Daniel in the other room. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
He's young, he's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
Woo! From the greatest Muhammad Ali to the Ric Flair intro, that must mean Boxy's PhD Socrates Palmer is in the house. Of course, coming to us from the Bronx, the Bronx Bomber. Very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Of course, we've got a pretty good card of boxing. I will get to that in just a minute. But straight up, I want to ask you about one guy that's fighting Jared Ennis. His name is Karen. Can Karen, anybody with a name like Karen, I don't, that's, is it a Russian thing? Is it like, is that like a guy's name over there or what? Do you know?
I have no idea. I know the French tend to have feminine names like Michelle.
Like Sue? You know,
like, but Sue can fight.
That's no, no, a boy named Sue. I remember Johnny Cash had that song, Boy Named Sue.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he said, but I think one of the lyrics were, you know, name like Sue, better learn to fight. And then at the end, he gets into a brawl with his old man, right?
Something like that.
That's how the story goes.
Something like that, of course. Mm-hmm. All right, so Karen Chukwuhazanian, 21-1, 11 KOs. He lost a split decision in three rounds. No, it wasn't an amateur fight. Some type of tournament back in the day. But the bottom line is, he looks like he has two chances, slim and none. And guess what? Slim ain't in town.
Well, you know, he comes from that Ukrainian school of boxing. I believe he fights out of Germany. And those guys are pretty solid in terms of fundamentals. I'm looking at his box rec. He lost several years ago. So he's been on a good streak against average opposition.
Average?
Yeah, I mean, I see a couple of guys here with 19 wins, 21 wins. He fought Ryan Martin, who at one point was supposed to be thought of highly. He stopped him. But I see he only has 11 KOs out of 21 wins. So it's a safe step up for the Ennis team.
How good is Jared Ennis? 29 and zip. How good is he?
You know what? I mean, if you follow the you know, what everyone else is following, is saying he is the best welterweight in the world now, you know, and that's including the guys that have the trinkets, you know, Spence, Crawford, and those guys. I still don't know.
Isn't it time to just, like, say poo-poo and walk away from Errol Spence? I mean, he sort of reminds me of Demetrius Andrade. He never fights anybody. I mean, they talk a good game, but when it comes down to signing contracts, Andrade's got problems. Now he's popping off saying he wants that he should have been in line for Canelo and things like that. He's probably the most boring guy on the planet. But the bottom line is these guys talk a good game, man, but the opportunities have been there and they haven't taken care of them. They just haven't. I mean, who right now at 147 pounds could beat Jared Ennis? I looked at his films last night. I don't think anybody can.
He's a beast in there, you know. But once again, he's fought everyone
that he's supposed to be.
Right, exactly. So he hasn't been in that 50-50 fight. Maybe this is it. I don't think so. Although it's for the interim IBF title.
Are some guys so good that you can't get them in a 50-50 fight?
That's a good question. I think a lot depends on how marketable they can be. You know, you have a guy that you know can be a superstar. You're not necessarily going to put him in the biggest risk. You know, as you know more than I do, when you're building a prospect, it's risk-reward factor you're looking into. And so far, PBC has brought him along well. He's fighting a legit welterweight, though. You know, that's one thing. I mean, because he's fought Thomas Delorme, who's really a 140-pounder, Juan Carlos Abreu, Sergey Litnitz, you know. So I want to see him in the ring against a natural welterweight, a guy as big as him that's coming down in weight. Because Jared Ennis looks like eventually he could be a middleweight. Like,
well,
he's got that body structure.
He said if nobody wants to give him any credit at 147, he's willing to step to 154.
Hey, I mean, that's one of two things. That either means, hey, you know, I'm tired of killing myself, making this weight, you know, because he's a big dude. He's 5'10". He's got a big back. You can tell that it's a tough weight cut for him.
No, but and you know what? Unless you've cut weight, folks, you're sitting there saying, oh, what's a few pounds? That's what some lady said to me one time. She goes, what's 3 pounds? Yeah. I remember one morning dying to get off a pound and a half. I went in the sauna twice. I spit. I did all kinds of vile things to my body the whole 9 yards. I can't admit I'm too on the phone. And I didn't make the weight, actually. So we took the draws off the whole 9 yards. They bring the towel around me. And I was close to it. And it broke and I jumped off the scale. And I wouldn't get back on. But the bottom line is I don't think I ever made 139 pounds that morning. But, yeah, that was making weight's rough, man.
It is. And especially when you're already fit. I mean, okay, losing 3 or 5 pounds is nothing if you're fat, if you're out of shape. You know what I mean? But you see these guys and like, where are they going to cut the weight off from? Are you going to cut an appendage? Like what's going on? But somehow they make it, you know, water tricks and stuff. And that is tougher than the fight itself.
You know, Jesse James Leal, the world champion, former world champion from San Antonio, Texas, class act that he is. Of course, he runs Leal Boxing down there in San Antonio. If you want to get into a boxing gym, that's the place to go. Blue collar, white collar, all that kind of good stuff. Fighters, you got it. He's got it going on, Jesse James Leal. But, you know, he talked to me about being fit and being an ex-champion and how important it was to him to be able to talk to his kids and this and that. And as we looked around the WBC convention, we saw Riddick Bowe. And Riddick Bowe, at one point in time, he was on this show, and I don't know if I told you this, but he did an entire segment of this show from Lake Tahoe, Nevada, as Muhammad Ali. He did it perfectly. I wish to God we could find that tape. But he did it. He did it. So I mean, he was like the man. He was amazing. And then we watched him lumbering around at the WBC convention, you know. And now this week he said that he could have busted up Tyson Fury. He'd be hitting Tyson Fury on the arm. Listen, he went into London and he threw his WBC title belt in a London trash can in order to avoid fighting Lennox Lewis, who beat him in the Olympics. So I don't want to hear nothing from Riddick Bowe. So what I'm trying to say, how did I switch to a slam on Riddick Bowe? But I'm down on Riddick this week. Riddick says to me, why are you dogging me on social media, man? I said, because, you know, you built that bedroom, you built that kitchen in your bedroom, and then you tried to deny it.
Listen, Riddick Bowe will always be what if, you know. I mean, he gave us probably the last great heavyweight rivalry, him and Evander. I mean, those three fights were amazing.
But we're talking about a guy that's 190 pounds, a 200-pounder, a 210-pounder. I mean, Evander, as far as heavyweight is concerned, he was very small, okay? So I just, I, I, I think that any heavyweight of note should have been able to beat Evander Holyfield. I hate to put it to you like that, except Mike Tyson. He had Tyson's number because of size and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, a good heavyweight should have been it. Buster Douglas, had he been in the kind of condition he was winning for Tyson 6 or 8 months earlier, I think he could have gave Evander Holyfield a drubbing at the end of that jab. But the bottom line is, Holyfield was able to move up to the heavyweight division with the help of Flintstone vitamins. He didn't do it on his own, bro.
And who knows how long, you know, because this is a guy that, you know, I believe when he was in the Olympics, it wasn't light heavyweight, was it?
No, yeah, it was 178. Here's what's up. When we met at Colorado Springs, the Olympic training camp, he was 179 pounds. I just watched him get off a scale. We both walked from weighing in to the dining hall. And that's how I ended up talking to him, this and that. And he told me he was very somewhat religion-based at that point in time, and he seemed to be a down-to-earth guy. And he told me to stop bitching about the pancakes. Be glad I had something to eat. That's what he told me. I thought, who's this guy, this young kid telling him I'm an old man? Who's this young kid telling me, be glad you got something to eat? I mean, I didn't come from that part of town where I needed something to eat all the time. I mean, we had food in the pantry. But Evander Holyfield, of course, 178 pounds at that point in time, turned pro, won the World Cruiserweight title against Dwight Quaye, which is no slouch there, no doubt about that. And he did well. And then, but the Riddick Bowe fights, I mean, Riddick Bowe lost twice to Andrew Galata. He lost both those fights, whether he was behind on points before Galata fouled out both times. And I'm going to say it right now on the air, I think Andrew Galata went in the tank. I think the Russian Mafia got Andrew Galata to tank both those fights because he was ahead both times. He was absolutely ahead in both fights, and he hit him in the balls, and he hit him and got disqualified. I mean, it's like, hey, ref, watch this. Pow! And no, you can't do that twice, not twice, and be entitled. I think the mob got to him. I'm sorry, I never said that before, but my impression is that the mob got to Andrew Galata, and both those fights were fixed.
The foul pole. You know what? The thing is, Andrew Galata had a lot of other stuff going on because remember he kind of quit for no reason in the Lennox Lewis fight. So he wasn't wired too tight. So
another fight he could have tanked it in.
Yeah,
See, this is a pattern. This is a pattern. You put him in big fights and he tanks. He lost against Tyson. We knew that was going to happen. Tyson was coming back and, you know, looking to decimate him, this and that. But here's what's up. Riddick Bowe is the most unfulfilled possibility we've had in the heavyweight division, the what-ifs, all that kind of good stuff. But the fact that he's talking smack about Tyson Fury, I just think that at one point in time, he had some ability. When he knocked out Rodolfo Marin from Puerto Rico, I was sitting in the fourth row. He knocked Marin out. He broke his jaw with one punch. I saw the jaw break. You could see the jaw break from this one punch. You say to yourself, oh, my God, this guy's the next coming of George Foreman. And he's big, 6'5", and this and that. But he pushed out against Lennox Lewis. He pushed out. You know he did.
Yeah. I mean, and he had the world at his feet. I mean, Riddick Bowe, when he beat Evander Holyfield, I remember him. He had an audience with the Pope.
Oh, you know, but that's just it. Did they have time out? That's just it. He wasn't no Muhammad Ali. He don't go see the Pope. Now, how many other? Did Jerry Corey, did anybody else go see the Pope? Did Sonny Liston go visit the Pope? Ali visited the Pope, man. That's the type of, Riddick was trying to be another Ali and it wasn't going to work. Him and his manager.
Well, Rock Newman knew how to promote. That's one thing.
I'll say one thing about Rock Newman. Rock Newman's got lots of money. Power to him. More power to him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More bickering with the Boxing's PhD after the break.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Crockett and Tubbs? Not actually. Fernandez and Socrates Palmer. Of course, boxing speed. She comes to us from the Bronx. Straight up, Miami Vice. I was looking at today's odds. Wow, some long odds here. Demetrius Andrade, not my favorite guy, 31 in zip. Done a lot of sidestepping. He's a 30-1 favorite over a guy named Desmond Nicholson. Gervonta Davis is 16-1 favorite over Hector Luis Garcia. Jared Ennis is a 45-1 favorite. Let me say that again. A 45-1 favorite. That's a slim and none. That's a slim and none fight.
That is extremely slim and none. I mean, it's a good card. It's a good card, because we're showcasing some really good talent. And I think the main event is actually going to be better than what people think. Hector Luis Garcia, I don't think is a chump, by any means. My only thing is he's coming up in weight. He's not a huge puncher, but he's just the guy that's real consistent. And for him to be successful, he might be the better technician than Tank, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to get a decent decision. He's going to have to bully Tank around. And if you
can't
fight
do it.
Tank, right, if you fight Tank at mid-range, eventually you're going to get hurt because Tank Davis has, like I've said before, he's got special type of power. Hector Luis Garcia is going to have to go balls to the wall from round 1 to round 12. He's going to have to be in better shape than Tank. And it would be one of the biggest upsets in a long time if he's able to do it. And we know about Tank Davis's recent personal problems that he's had.
Okay, let's talk about drama. Tank Davis's personal problems, recent problems. His wife or his girlfriend or the mother of his kid or the current girlfriend, the mother of his current baby or something like that. Anyway, one of his baby's mamas. okay? Pretty good-looking girl, no doubt about that. She looked like she was Latina, Puerto Rican, Dominican, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is she called the police, said that he was threatening her. She had to run around. She was in her car. She was running from him. She was scared to death the whole nine yards. And then she walked it all back after she realized, guess what? My meal ticket might be in trouble.
Yeah, the first of the month is coming up. And those bills, you know, it's real easy to get used to Louis Vuitton and Cartier, and you know, instead of wearing, you know, Steve Madden or whatever, generic brand. Someone spoke to her, something spoke some sense into her and said, look, is it really worth it? And at the same time, it seems like she was the aggressor.
Okay, but she should go to jail. They should make an example of this woman and send her to jail. Because if she's going to say that she filed a false police report, okay, and got cops all involved and the system all involved and this and that, and she lied, and that's what she's trying to say is, yeah, I lied, I wasn't telling the truth, then guess what? She should go to jail. I'm not talking about, you know, like, golly gee whiz, we'll let you do work furlough or work at home and this and that. No, man, people need to be held accountable.
It's very slanted when it comes to issues of domestic violence. We know that it's not, you know, there are a lot of women that could have ruined men's lives simply by innuendo or, you know, false reports. The pitcher from the Dodgers, Trevor Bauer, he just got released by the Dodgers yesterday. He was suspended a year and a half for a case that when it went to the courts, he was found innocent. So this guy lost a year and a half without pay.
Here's what's up. Don't say without pay because I was reading this contract last night. They owe him like $23 million, something like that, and they've got to pay him. So he's going to be okay money-wise, no doubt about that.
He didn't get paid for last year, though.
Guess what? If I'm getting a $23 million check, I don't care about last year. Keep last year. I'm getting $23 million. I don't even have to work for it. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, speaking of Mike Tyson. The Desiree Washington case came up this week. Of course, that was the case in which the Miss Indiana contestant of the USA pageant stated that she was raped by Mike Tyson. What happened that night was the court transcripts. Nobody else in the media back then did. Not Ron Borges, not Mike Marley, not none of those guys. Straight up, I read it. And what happened was, I'm going to get a little graphic here, but her and Mike were rolling around on the bed. Okay, she said things were getting hot and heavy, a.k.a. foreplay. All right, so she goes into the bathroom, and she says she testifies that she was spotting. And anybody who knows what that means, she was lightly having a menstrual cycle. She was on her period. So anyway, so she goes into the bathroom. She takes a panty shield off and puts it on the sink board. Now, the panty shield is the only thing standing between her and penetration, between her and Mike Tyson, okay? So she leaves the panty shield on the sink board and goes back out to Mike Tyson, who's sitting there with his tongue hanging out. Okay, so the whole nine yards is there's the reasonable doubt right then and there. But instead of having a good criminal attorney, Don King, being the genius that he is not, anyway, he hired a bankruptcy attorney, a tax attorney, to get Mike Tyson to defend Mike Tyson in a criminal case in Indiana, of all places, trying to defend a black man in Indiana with a tax attorney in a rape case.
Not the brightest thing to do.
I think that somehow a lot of people think that was a sacrificial move. Anyway, the bottom line is I thought that was reasonable doubt as far as Tyson was concerned. I thought I could have got Tyson off if I was the judge, if I was the lawyer after reading those transcripts, but nobody ever went there. Anyway, I think there's some reasonable doubt there. And, of course, Mike's still saying that, you know, he's probably didn't do it. I didn't really think he sort of like dances around it, but he said he didn't rape her. In other words, he thought it was consensual. Anyway, she did come up to his room the whole nine yards. We can keep going on and on and on and on. Back to Gervonta Davis and his girlfriend or his baby's mom and not wanting to tell the truth, this and that. If they don't set an example of her and arrest her, that's not cool. It's not. She's got to spend some time. She's got to go into one of them psych programs, all this kind of good stuff. She's got to be put through the mill.
Yeah, I mean, she's a, you know, you know what? Don't do the crime. You can't.
Did she really put doo doo on his toothbrush?
That's the pictures he posted. She spat on him.
Oh.
You know, she did everything to antagonize some sort of reaction from Tank. And my thing is this. why is she even so close to him, this close to fight night? I mean, this,
because
this,
some guys don't give up the girls. I told you about Julio Cesar Chavez. I was seeing him on the fifth floor of a hotel down in Monterey, Mexico. I forget he was fighting in Monterey, Mexico. I saw him on the fifth floor. That was his room. And then I had a room on the second floor, and my partner had a room on the third floor. So I went up to the third floor, and I kept seeing Chavez going in and out of this room on the third floor. Well, his girlfriend was on the third floor, and his wife was on the fifth floor.
Yeah, I've heard similar stories to that. I saw Antonio Tarver and Roy Jones brought. Well, there was a girl that they, a mutual friend of theirs, and I saw Antonio Tarver's wife run up on Antonio Tarver's girlfriend in Foxwood. So I've seen that type of story many times.
Speaking of Tarver, I saw him at the WBC convention a fortnight ago. He looked wonderful. I mean, he'll never make 175 again, but he looks good. He talks good. He's a good game, and he's good for the fans. He's willing to take pictures, sign autographs, his name. He was really a gentleman.
He's one of the most pleasant fighters I've ever been around with. Very articulate. I see he's doing this thing on YouTube with Malignaggi. And Roy Jones, I forgot the name of the show, but he's a great ambassador for the sport.
Okay, real back to tonight's fights now. Gervonta Davis and Hector Luis Garcia, give us the PHC's prediction.
It's hard to pick against Tank Davis. I see this fight very similar to when he fought Pitbull Cruz, and that seems to be Tank's MO. You know, Tank doesn't really blow guys away. You know, he just kind of like out of nowhere. Don't make sure you don't go to the refrigerator at the wrong time because the fight could be over. But Tank has the ability to kind of fight down to the level of his composition of his opposition. So if I was betting, Hector Luis Garcia going past 9 or 10 rounds is probably a really good bet. Good
okay.
Odds.
And I'm going to go the other way on this. So I'm going to disagree with you on this one because I'm thinking that Hector Luis Garcia doesn't have the upper body strength to take the incoming fire once it starts coming. He's just not a big enough guy. I mean, these guys, you talk about him dropping 160-pounders in the gym. This is only 135-pounder, a 30-pounder coming up to 135. Anyway, have a good week. Tell Sebastian happy birthday. Give him a big kiss and say hello to the rest of the family. And I thank you so much every week, my brother.
Thank you, brother, for the platform, the opportunity. All the best in 2023.
Okay, and tell your daughter and Sophie the check is coming. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. She's his agent. Daniel's laughing at him in the other room. She's his agent. She's ruthless. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
be sitting around. You can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are we running? You going to run the one more?
5:30.
Doing road work with Ray Charles Leonard. Quite an experience for 2.5 miles. I'm kicking your ass, Ray. Goodbye, Pedro. He was gone. He ran the last half mile. We're doing a 3-mile course. He ran the last half mile so fast, he disappeared over a grade, and they had a van following us, you know, like to protect us from other. Man, that van left me. They disappeared. They went over, and they were waiting for me at the bottom of the next hill. I kid you not. Ray Leonard, and of course, the entire crew, Ollie Dunlap. Man, those were just some good old guys back in the days. I miss them without a doubt. They were a great, great crew. Now, talking about my buddy, my good old buddy. Who am I talking about? Dana White. Yeah, I love Dana White. Not. Bottom line is Dana White and I go back, I guess, to about in the 90s. He came to Las Vegas. Of course, he was a somewhat of a four-round or a six-round type of trainer of fighters and blue-collar trainer, blue-collar, you know, like golly, stock market guys that want to fight in the stock games, that kind of good stuff. He ran a gym in Boston. So the mafia tried to lean on him, allegedly, Whitey Bulger, the late Whitey Bulger. Of course, in the mob there, the Irish mob, they tried to lean on him. They told him, we want $2,500 a month. This is coming from Dana now. Remember, and Dana has never said anything true in his life outside of, is your name Dana White? And he said, yes. But outside of that, he's full of spit. And I say spit on the show with an H. Anyway, so Dana White has conned the entire world. I mean, he has. I mean, he's told people he's untouchable, he's Teflon Don, this and that. The other day, a fortnight ago, he slapped his wife, down there in Mexico on some type of vacation. She slapped him, he slapped her, the whole nine yards. No big thing. Nobody says anything. You know, people are getting fired for slapping their old ladies and this and that, but not Dana. Dana is untouchable. Dana White is just untouchable. And whether it's his keto diet or whatever it is, I don't know what he's got going on, but the bottom line is he's just untouchable. Nothing he does is above the line or above the board. You know, and of course, the curtain betting scandal going on with James Krause and the USC, of course, he's been suspended. All of his fighters have been suspended. He was a trainer, and he obviously, I mean, he was pretty out there as far as advertising his sports betting type of stuff. He was out there. I mean, everybody knew what he was doing. Okay, then I had a bit of a fight where, you know, a lot of money went one way, so he was in the corner of the guy. The guy failed in the first round. Everybody bet on the guy to get knocked out in the first round. So I said, hey, guess what? Krause set this up. Krause pulled off a fix. Well, they've got a lot to prove there. You got to prove some intent there. You just can't say because he put a guy in the ring. He might have told somebody, yeah, he's not feeling too well. We hope he does well, blah, 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 or something like that, and he's not feeling too well. Because, you know, when Tommy Morrison was going to fight, who was he going to fight at one time? I can't remember who the guy was. Guy had a hobo last name. Anyway, he's going to fight Tommy Morrison, and I was standing in the betting line, next to the betting line at Caesar's Palace, and he bet $15,000 that he was going to go three and a half rounds with Tommy Morrison. Well, guess what? That's about as close to a fix as you're going to get, okay? Wimpy Halsted. Wimpy, that's the name. What a name for a fighter, Wimpy Halsted, okay? But Wimpy Halsted's corner, man, I was watching him, and he bet all the money that he had. I mean, he was, like, pulling nickels and dimes out of his pocket. He was betting everything he had that this guy could go 3.5 rounds with Tommy the Duke Morrison at that point in time, who was an undefeated heavyweight. So I like betting on sure things. I thought that was a pretty sure thing because Wimpy got knocked down one time. One time Wimpy went down on his own. He just went down out in the middle of nowhere. Let me get a rest here. Let me go down. Took a little 8 count. This is when he took the knee anyway. After 3.5 rounds, everybody made bank. Well, I don't know why I brought that up, but the bottom line is back to the world of Dana White. So he slaps his wife. No big thing. I guess, you know, that's a personal thing between him and his wife. I'm not gonna pass comment on that, except for the fact that if anybody else did it, they'd probably be in deeper trouble. Now, as far as the UFC is concerned, a $1 billion entity, they're still only paying like 10-12% to the talent. I mean, sports bylaw pays better than that. Okay? I'm telling you, 10-12% of your entire budget. In other words, you get a dollar, and you only gotta pay your labor 10-12 cents of that dollar. I mean, look how much money you get to keep. 88 cents. Holy cow. Think about that. That's what Dana is. Dana, listen, I've said this before. Dana makes pimps in San Francisco look generous. I mean, real generous. It used to be a pimp and a hoe in the city when I was a cop back in the 80s. It was a 50-50 split. You got 50-50, you know, you made $50, you got 25. Made 100, you got 50. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Dana White, it ain't that way. You get 10 cents, 10, 12, 10 to 12 cents on the dollar. It's just not fair. Anyway, I've been into in detail. Tomorrow, we're going to go into depth on CTE. I'm trying to get Dr. Netan Sethi, of course, the head physician of the New York City Athletic Commission, my buddy as well. I'm trying to get him to come on the show. I've got all kinds of, I've done my homework this week. I spent about 3 or 4 hours working on this story, and I expect it to be both telling, riveting, and in a nutshell, it's the fact that you can't hit people the way you hit people in mixed martial arts and expect them to, like, be able to have another life afterwards. I mean, Chuck Liddell's considered, like, whoa, a light heavyweight icon, right? If I introduce him to Daniel, he'd say, who? If I say, this is Daniel. Oh, okay. Who are you? Seriously. You think I'm kidding? No, this is Chuck Liddell. This is the guy, one of these guys, you know, that was the better of the bunch. But he's like scrambled. A lot of these guys are scrambled. Why don't you see these ex-UFC stars coming to doing gigs for the UFC? Huh? You see it in the WWE. You see these guys coming back. You can't do it in the UFC because they're scrambled, okay? Just like the NFL. Anyway, tomorrow, some of the stats I'll come up with. MMA, 300% more likely to make you have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or something like that. Anyway, CTE, brain damage, permanent brain damage, 300% more likely than boxing, MMA, and is 200% more likely than the NFL. Oh, no, the NFL is 200% more likely than a boxer to get CTE, and the UFC is 300%. As far as the MMA world is concerned, that's pretty crazy. And these guys are fighting for nickels and dimes, folks. I keep telling you that. This is like pimping out hoes and not paying them at all. Just not. I mean, you get messed up in the UFC fight, you're an independent contractor. If you don't get, if you get hurt training for a UFC fight, you don't get paid. You've got to step into that ring, that octagon, and the bell's got to ring. That's what happened to that kid a few weeks ago. Is that he trained like 8 weeks for it and blew his knee out, I think, or his Achilles out. And he said, you know what? I still got to get paid. I got to do this. And then they realized, well, he's hurt. Everybody knew he was hurt in the gym, so everybody bet against him. And it was like the odds went, meow. And then, you know, when they go like that, the odds makers realize something's amiss. Because these guys have been screwing, the odds makers have been screwing people since the beginning of time. So when they get screwed, believe me, they know it. They know it, okay? A lot of action and on this guy to get knocked out in the first round. Anyway, he did. James Krause was in his corner. Krause has had like, he's got like 25 or 30 fighters. I kid you not. And they all have been suspended. His gyms have suspended. You can't train in his gym and compete in the UFC. And I think that unless they've got, I don't know, man. I just don't think you can do this without some type of jurisprudence. I just don't think you can do it. I really don't. But Dana can do whatever he wants. So, Dana, the most valuable player in the entire world to himself and nobody else, but and his wife, I guess. But I hope his wife leaves him. That's pretty good. Hey, Dana, I'm not your favorite guy. So if the old lady leaves you and takes half of that money, let's see. You sold the UFC for $4.2 billion, and you got 10% of that. I think that's $40.2 million. So if she gets 20, let her go. Let her go. Mrs. White, leave Dana. Dana's a piece of work anyway. Anyway, the keto diet doesn't make him look any better, and he's still, an asshole. I mean, he just is. He always has been. Ever since I met him, and we did that UFC 35 or 33, of course, when Tito Ortiz was in the main event back in the day of his first event there in Las Vegas. We did that together. We worked together for about a year and a half. I remember him coming to me at one point in time and saying, you know, that contract we got, I said, yeah, it's good for the end of the year. He goes, yeah, but he goes, I want to renegotiate it right now. You want to renegotiate a contract 5 months in? You really? No, it ain't happening. So he goes, well, if you don't renegotiate the contract with me, you're never getting another dime from me. I said, well, I'm getting $3,000 a month, so I'm just going to take the $3,000 and walk. So that's what I did to Dana. I took $3,000 for a year and said, ah, goodbye. Bottom line is Dana White is a piece of work. Not my favorite guy. And I hope to God that you know, I want to see guys make money, a lot of money. And I understand why John Jones doesn't want to fight Francis Ngannou or come back and fight in the UFC for the money that the UFC is offering him. He doesn't want it. He wants big, big, big money. I mean, if they're bringing in, check this out. Jorge Masvidal fought in the Madison Square Garden. They sold it out 18,000 seats about an hour and a half. Okay, him and Nate Diaz. I think it was him and Nate or Nick Diaz. One of the Nate Diaz. Anyway, so he fights Nate Diaz and he wins. And guess what his purse was? $500,000, and he got a $50,000 bonus. So the live gate, I believe, was $13 million that night. $13 million for the live gate. And they put it on pay-per-view for $70. Okay? So half of the money goes to the UFC. So that's $35 there for each pay-per-view home that they sell. Okay? Suppose they sold 100,000 homes. Wow, that's $3.5 million. Think about that. The UFC's making all kinds of money. The fighters aren't. Masvidal's not making any money. Of course, he's a little punchy now after getting knocked out. Get knocked out one time, boom, things change. Look at Jorge Masvidal now and look in his eyes. Look at his eyes in some of these recent videos. You can see that his pinball machine has been tilted. That's the best way I can put it, no doubt about that. As far as boxing tonight, I'm not all that up on the card, but I'll tell you this. Showtime's going to stream a couple of the fights on YouTube, I believe, or Facebook. Check that out when you go to Showtime or Showtime, and they will check out their boxing card. But the bottom line is they're going to stream a couple fights. And then I got to ask, like Daniel in the other room, Daniel doesn't buy pay-per-view. He doesn't. He has these bad binoculars, and he watches from his house to the other house next door, and he watches through the window. And this is the way I'm doing it now. I'm not buying pay-per-views anymore. The last pay-per-view nickel you got out of me, I can't remember. And Dana White never got a dime out of me, okay? So you're not going to get it. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I don't know how they're making money, much like I don't know how musicians make money anymore, because let me tell you, they don't even put CD players in cars anymore. They don't. So the music you have to get is digitally, right? And you go to YouTube, suppose you're like Tower of Power, you got a band, right? And you're selling albums, you're selling CDs. Well, guess what? They don't sell CDs anymore. How do you make any money? That's why Bruno Mars is pimping everybody off, getting like $2,500 a ticket for his live events because of the fact, well, that's a scalper rate. But the bottom line is they're not making money on records anymore, so they got to make money touring. And I think that without a doubt, I think John Jones has got it. He's on the right track there. He's got to get paid. I mean, he should get a record purse for anything he does from here on. He's unbeaten. He got disqualified one time for elbowing some guy on the ground. Outside of that, he's never been beaten. I'm not a John Jones fan. John Jones got all kinds of problems. I mean, he's been arrested for a hit and run. Of course, didn't he hit and run? Yeah, he hit and run two times. Remember that? The first hit and run, he hit and run this lady, it was in Texas, and he left his weed in the car. So he had to go, he hit and run, and said, damn, man, I left my weed. I got some of my chronic. So he went back to the car, got his chronic, and they watched him. They filmed him, okay? He gets his weed out the car, and he leaves again. So it was like two-time hit and run at the same accident. So he should have been booked twice for it, but he wasn't. Of course, he spent some time doing with the judicial process, doing probation and paying fines and community service, all that kind of good stuff. But he's a man. I mean, not my favorite guy, but as far as all-time fighters are concerned, he's the guy. But Dana White's got him under a contract, I think, and supposedly for one more fight. Supposedly he said that he can, like, wait another 6 to 8 months until he get out of the contract. I know Francis Ngannou wants out of his contract. He's not going to re-sign unless the money's right. He's a current UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, I think he's a force to be reckoned with. I think if Ngannou wanted to turn pro as a boxer, I think he could do it. I think he could be world class. He was a fair boxer as a professional boxer. I think he lost one fight. He got stopped, this and that. But I think, and he's getting hit with 4 ounce gloves now. He can go back getting hit with 8 ounce gloves. Wouldn't be much to him, all right? It just wouldn't be much. But I'm telling you, Ngannou's the only guy I think right now that can cross over from the USC to the world of professional boxing and make some money. John Jones. Although I admire your skills, I admire your drive, I admire the fact that, you know, you call your own shots, you're an idiot, you call your own shots, but I just don't think you're really that good of a heavyweight. I really don't. I mean, I look at your body, you look like a big fat bus driver. You look like John Jones, a bus driver, or some guy hanging out at 7-Eleven or something like that. You just don't look as cut as you did at 205. And maybe you shouldn't now that you put on 25 or 30 pounds. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you and Francis Ngannou, it's probably never going to happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Fight tonight, as I said, Gervonta Davis and Mr. Garcia are going to hook it up on Showtime pay-per-view. Of course, get your binoculars out. That's all I can say. Get your binoculars out. Don't buy this one.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Almost 58 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Get your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the Saturday edition coming to you Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, the 50th state. Straight up, of course, we come to you again Sunday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, 2 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, tomorrow we'll go into depth on CTE. I will try to bring in Dr. Nitin Seti. Of course, he's the head physician for the New York State Athletic Commission. I'm going to put him on the spot. Hope to have Larry Merchant come back and spend some time with us tomorrow. Of course, a retired HBO godfather, kicking it down south, Santa Monica. He's got this beautiful place. I mean, he's got the most beautiful condo in the entire world, right on the Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica Boardwalk. He just can't say no more. I know he's got that place. I hope he has rent control. I mean, because this is like a $5 million place. At least a $5 million place. I kid you. The top, the penthouse, the very top penthouse of this beautiful building, right in the center of the Santa Monica Boardwalk. So you know the Godfather paid for that. Well, anyway, him and Mrs. Merchant, I wish him the very best, of course. Happy 2021, 2022, 2023. Bottom line is we've been here a while now. In 1984, of course, we broke in on the radio. I thought it was a bit of a lark. Somebody said to me, hey, you can't do radio. I said, what do you mean I can't do radio? I said, hey, radio, you just sit down in front of a mic and talk, right? Yeah, so for about 15 years, I had to learn my craft. Took me a little bit of a while, but the bottom line is I think I have it down now. 37, they'll make that 38 plus years now later. So straight up, the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk about MMA to an extent and the damage it does on a fighter. We'll talk about the NFL, the damage it does on a fighter, the damage it does on a player, and, of course, boxing and the damage it does on a boxer. So I'm not going to, like, say that boxing's, ooh, boxing's like, no. Boxing is dangerous, too. But I'm going to try to show you the different and danger levels between the three sports. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's been doing things. Daniel, have a good weekend with the kids. Straight up, it's been fine. Bailey's in tomorrow, and the 49ers are still playing. I can't believe it. Wish the best of the 49ers. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is a Saturday, January the 7th. Tank Davis is a win tonight. Straight up, Tank will win. Going away. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.